Finland is the only country in the EU which has seen a reduction in homelessness in recent years. In the past 12 years, Finland has seen a 38% drop in long-term homelessness, while Ireland has seen one of the highest increases in homelessness in that time. There are now more than 10,400 people in emergency accommodation here. Juliet Gash reports.
In 2008, we had around 8,000 homeless persons in Finland, and now we have the actual figure is 5,500.
Juha Kaukinen is CEO of the Y Foundation, an NGO working with homeless people in Finland. He says the vast majority of those do have housing arrangements.
It's important to understand that 75% of them are people living temporarily with friends and relatives. So the actual number of homeless people is rather small, and we don't have street homelessness anymore in Finland. Also, what I think is significant is that we have only 150 homeless families. So there's a very small amount of families with children if you compare to the Irish situation.
The number of homeless families in Ireland is more than 10 times that. Last November, there were 1,685 homeless families living in emergency accommodation. For comparison's sake, Finland has a population of 5.5 million people. The Republic's is 4.9 million. So how has Finland reversed the trend that's been so pervasive in Ireland? The answer lies in Housing First, an approach also favoured by the Peter McVerry Trust. Its CEO is Pat Doyle.
Housing First is taking the most entrenched and most vulnerable homeless people, which are rough sleepers, and offering them a home immediately with wraparound supports. And the wraparound supports can deal with their mental health, addiction and any other issues they may have. And it's completely turning the housing model on its head. Before, we used to give people into a hostel and say, when you deal with your mental health and addiction, we'll give you a house. But this is saying, we'll give you the house and that'll aid you and we'll help you deal with all the other issues.
Juha Kaukinen also says that politicians were united in their determination to reduce homelessness once and for all.
In 2008, there was a complete change in the policy based on the Housing First policy. And there has been a political consensus. We have had several governments since 2008, and all of those have agreed to continue to work to end homelessness. And now the present government has made a decision that the rest of the homelessness should be halved by 2023 and ended completely by 2027.
While Housing First has been government policy for some time in Ireland, it's not had near the same impact as in Finland. In fact, homelessness has been steadily increasing since 2008. Pat Doyle says we need to build on the success of Housing First.
We need to be tripling the numbers. So we need to make sure that everybody that's mentioned on the Housing First plan, which is around 800 to 900 people at the moment, we need to be trebling that so that it becomes the mainstream response. It is a response from government. We're very happy with it. But still, when you ring the free phone, the majority of people offered a free phone are offered a bed in a hostel. And I suppose we need to move towards other European countries, such as Finland, where when you ring, it's Housing First as the first response.
That was Pat Doyle from the Peter McVerry Trust here, ending that report by Juliet Gash.